This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is, 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 761, part 2, entitled "The MGTOW Strategy of Avoiding Women is Not Enough." Carrying straight on. Masculists see that the fipping of women, in brackets, FIP, F-I-P, equals financially independent person, close brackets, will go a long way in solving many of men's gender issues. For example, if all women are raised by parents and educated by teachers and professors to be FIPs, then there would be no more manslavery, and the divorce courts could be based on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, so that divorce would no longer be toxic for men. Masculists have two main enemies: fluffies, who masculists see as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, and monoconscious feminists, who masculists see as hypocrites and genociders. Masculists are abolitionists, who see fluffy manslavery as slavery, and hence hated and a war issue. So masculists are out to destroy fluffies by totally ignoring them. That is masculist MGTOW, the verb, such women. Masculists also hate monoconscious feminists because masculists see women oppressing men worse. For example, the masculist Big Three. So when monoconscious feminists trash men in public, biconscious masculists see them as hypocrites, given that women oppress men worse. Masculists also see monoconscious feminists as genociders, since they have so poisoned the minds of young women with their monoconsciousness that they have made young women undateable for young men, which indirectly is wiping out whole populations, since young men refuse to even date young women. So masculists aim to remove both fluffies and monoconscious feminists by forcing fluffies to become FIPs or be forced to rot on the shelf, and to force monoconscious feminists to become biconscious by learning some masculism, or be forced to rot on the shelf by being totally ignored by men, masculisted men, not even pumped and dumped, forcing these two categories of female gender criminal women to FIP up and to become biconscious. But masculists recognise that to mend fair the divorce courts and to get rid of fluffies will require a fundamental restructuring of society, the creation of a FIP society, a biconscious society, so that everyone is as familiar with masculist ideas as feminist ideas. And for that to happen will require a lot more masculist education of society. So masculist ideas will need to be spread a lot more. The media needs to be exposed a lot more to masculist ideas. The fem mafia, that's feminist media mafia, needs to be crushed for its awful hypocritical blockage of the publication of masculist ideas with their monoconscious feminist attitude that any criticism of women by men is taboo, is seen as just more misogyny, and hence something to be blocked. For society to become biconscious means that billions of people need to be well exposed to masculist ideas so that women FIP up, so the divorce courts can be based on the principle of financial independence of both men and women. To spread masculist ideas, masculist consciousness-raising groups need to be set up in every high school and college. Universities need to teach men's studies, and masculist books need to be published in far greater numbers. The media needs to spread masculist ideas widely to the millions, the billions. To really push men's lib ideas, GECs, G-E-Cs, that's Gender Equality Committees, need to be set up in the parliaments, which consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally which is far from being the case in today's gender-centric world, gender politically speaking. The male half of these geeks, the maskless politicians, will then systematically remove all those laws and institutions that discriminate against men. For example, they'll legislate the PARA, that's paternity rejection right, so that men are given the same right that women have to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin his life. Forced fathering is when a woman forces a man to pay for a kid he doesn't want, which manslaves him for two decades, a major and horrible gender crime that women commit against men. The male half of these geeks will also legislate the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, that's obligatory paternity testing at birth, for all births, to block women's horrible gender crime against men of paternity fraud, in brackets, when the woman lies to her man that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not, close brackets. Maskers want paternity fraudster women to be put in jail for 15 years for a greater gender crime than rape, which typically gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. From the above, it should be clear that the maskers are a lot, capital letters, more politically minded than their apolitical, wimpy attitudes of the MGTOWs, even though the MGTOWs are having a huge impact on society with their passive walking away from divorce, marriage, paternity, and feminazi bitchy women in huge numbers. Maskers are sharply critical of the apolitical wimpiness of the MGTOWs, complaining against them that MGTOWs lack solidarity with other men who don't fight for the men faring of the gender laws that would liberate millions of men. Maskers see MGTOWs as politically passive, individualist, selfish. Maybe there's a real generational attitude gap between maskers, who tend to be older, in brackets, that is, second halver, that is, over 40, close brackets, men, and MGTOWs, who tend to be younger, brackets, that is, first halver, that is, under 40, close brackets, men. If you want an example of a real ding-dong ideological battle between myself and an articulate MGTOW, have a look at my maskless flyer number 609, entitled, quotes, "A Non-Communicating Dialogue Between a Masklist and a MGTOW," close quotes. Maskless see clearly that MGTOW ideas will not solve the gender problems between the sexes. MGTOWs are directly responsible for the crash in the birth rate, since they refuse to give women their sperm. But the MGTOWs are reacting against the toxicity of the divorce courts run by the fluffy feminists, who still have fluffy expectations of men, seeing men as cash machines put on this earth
to pay for women to have babies.
Maskless are a lot more mature and more responsible regarding the solution to the two big problems mentioned above for men, that is, divorce rape and the feminazi bitchiness of young women. To solve these problems, the maskless are pushing for a fundamental restructuring of society, as explained above. The MGTOWs are just walking away from the problems, which is useless. The attitude of the maskless towards the MGTOWs is that the MGTOW avoidance of women is not enough, as expressed in the title of this flyer. Instead, society has to be fundamentally restructured, reformed, by making it a FIP society, a bi-conscious society. And for that to happen, society needs maskless ideas and strategies, not MGTOW's apolitical wimpiness. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Maskless tab for 760 plus Maskless essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real, and Hugo de Garis. To see videos on masculinism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real. Brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the maskless segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind. Again, for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have over 1,000 maskless videos in 16 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name de Garis Maskless Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my maskless videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name de Garis Maskless Videos. That's four words. And ad libbing, I'm in the process of uploading to playlists on BitChute, my 1,000-odd videos. Ciao.